Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. This week's portion is Behar, which is spelled in English as either, quote, B-E-H-A-R, end quote, and sometimes as, open quote, B-apostrophe-H-A-R, close quote. Behar is the 32nd portion of the annual cycle of Torah readings, and it's the shortest weekly total reading in Leviticus, although it's not the shortest Torah reading in the entire Torah. Behar relates to the laws of the sabbatical year of the Shemitah, which is every 7 years, and the Jubilee year, which is every 50 years. In the Jubilee year, there is no work on the land, indentured servants are set free, and most importantly, all ancestry estates which have been sold are related back to the original owners. It also contains rules which relate to the sale of lands and the prohibitions against fraud and usury. The Haftarah for the portion of Behar is from Jeremiah. Yirmiyahu, chapter 32, verses 6 through 22. Thus, Haftarah discusses Jeremiah's purchasing a field, and it is one of the themes of the Torah relating to the purchase and redemption of real estate. Jeremiah foretold the destruction of Jerusalem and the exile of the Jewish people, and he was confined to a compound in the king's area. While in this compound, God revealed himself to Jeremiah and told Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, that he will be asked by his cousin to purchase ancestral lands. In the text, God tells Jeremiah to accept this offer. The cousin arrives in the compound with the offer, and Jeremiah agrees to the transfer and the purchase. The purchase agreement was done in front of witnesses. Jeremiah then gets a deed, and for safekeeping, he tells his cousin to put it into a vessel where it will stay for many years. Jeremiah next explains the message. Those who hear this arrangement where the deed is put into a vessel rings with the idea of hope that later on, after the destruction of the temple, the Jews would return and ultimately reestablish in the land of Israel. The Haftarah ends with Jeremiah's prayer for the praise of God. There's a little bit more going on in this purchase and sale of land than might be present to the naked eye. Jeremiah prophesied roughly 620-something through 570 before the Common Era. He started his prophecy during the reign of Josiah. Josiah was perhaps the finest king Israel had, with the possible exception of David. That's my individual opinion, also then of some scholars. The purchase of the field belonging to his uncle was part of the rite of redemption, and his experiences, including the imprisonment, are better known than many other prophets. But what's really going on here? Well, Josiah rededicated the temple and reestablished Judaism with elimination of certain types of behaviors which were considered unethical by God and other behaviors. Now, Jeremiah lived through the reigns of five kings of Judah: Josiah, who was the best, Joahaz, Joachim, Joachin, and Zedekiah. Nechemutnetzar destroyed the temple in 586/587. It was destroyed, according to Jeremiah, because Israel had forsaken God and worshipped the idols of Baal and burned their children as offerings to Moloch. Israel had deviated so far from God's laws that they had broken the covenant, causing God to withdraw his blessings. Jeremiah was guided by God to proclaim the nation of Judah would suffer famine, foreign conquest, plunder, and captivity in a land of strangers. This is where the idea of hope comes in. Why? when he put the deed in the vessel for many years, he put the hope in with it that the nation would return to Israel and reestablish their faith in God and their ethical behaviors. It is said that Jeremiah was appointed to reveal the sins of the people and the punishment to come. For prophesying the way he did, Jeremiah was not in great favor. Many of the king Zedekiah's followers said that Jeremiah should be put to death because he was upsetting the soldiers and the people. Zedekiah did a partial and allowed Jeremiah to be placed into a cistern where he sank into the mud. Apparently it was the intent of Zedekiah to starve Jeremiah by starvation. Ultimately, Jeremiah was rescued and remained in prison until the temple in Jerusalem fell to Babylonia in 587 BCE. When the Babylonians released Jeremiah, they showed him great kindness, allowing him to choose a place of his residence, according to Babylonian edict. Jeremiah went to a certain part of Judea. Later, Jeremiah fled to Egypt, and apparently that's where Jeremiah died. So, when approaching this Haftorah, we note that the idea is that the land will be restored to the Jews, and Israel will again become God's people. Thank you for this opportunity. Shalom, all you all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.